This is the Don and Mike Show.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you! Joan!
Mommy.
Barbara, please! Please, Barbara! Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful. It's wonderful! You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter! A reporter? I told you how important this is to me! I told you!
The Don and Mike Show!
Uh-oh, Tongo!
Artistically bankrupt. The Don and Mike Show.
That's Joan Crawford there. That's what's her name is Joan Crawford.
Faye Dunaway.
Great. Tomorrow we'll be doing our annual Jimmy Dean Throw Mama from the Train.
It's a beautiful Mama's mix, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Tear-jerker. Big Mama's thing on tomorrow's show. Mm-hmm. Plus tomorrow, all of these tapes of the Today Show going to commercial break, leaving the microphones open.
Right.
Also tomorrow, we've never done our whole George Bush and the Queen bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. And, also tomorrow, I do want to chat about eBay and a problem I am having with an eBayer.
Oh, dear.
And a question about what to do about this cat.
Hmm. You buying something?
Yeah.
Or are you selling something?
I'm strictly a buyer, Mike, as always.
Yes, of course.
As always, I'm a buyer.
You don't sell, you buy.
I'm a buyer. Never
You're a trader.
Never a seller. Mm-hmm.
You're a trader.
That's T-R-A-D-E-R, not T-R-A-I-T-O-R.
No, you are a trader. You like commerce.
And I did
You're a consumer.
I did get a note from the guy about your Nazi helmet, Rob.
Oh, good.
That it is coming. He had to send it from Germany because it's a real one.
Uh-huh. Really? Does it have the spike on the top of it?
No, it's the one that looks like a motorcycle helmet.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Anyway, I finally... WW2. I finally got a note because I sent back the feedback thing, like saying, you know, where's my gift I got from my best buddy? And he wrote back saying that it's on the way.
And, of course, when it does come in, we will require Rob to put on his wig and the helmet to see how he looks with both of them on there.
I am surprised he wasn't more efficient with that.
The helmet's taking longer because it has to go through Poland and France first.
That's
a
WW2 joke.
Thank you.
No, but no problem getting through France.
Wee wee. Right. Oui, oui. All right, all of that on tomorrow's show. Now, let's get to a winner here with What My Mother Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her. The best one we had was this guy, Brian.
Brian from Westminster, who said he had sex with his girlfriend, and mom came home, and they had to finish quickly.
They were having sex in the kitchen, up on the counter.
On the kitchen counter.
And when mom came, there was some evidence left behind.
Mm-hmm. Mom wiped it up and then, put some on her jeans.
He said that mom saw it on the counter.
The evidence.
Mm-hmm. Put a dab of it on her finger.
Smelled it.
And then
said, what was this?
And then wiped it on her jeans.
And mm-hmm. just went about her business.
Yes.
She's hot.
And mom is hot.
Hot as balls.
Ah, what glorious goo.
So that is the setup.
Okay. That is the setup. And if Brian can share this with his mother, he will win.
Now, let's see. Brian, did we say that pretty much as you had it?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct.
Now, you know, when we get your mom on the phone, Brian, you're going to have to tell the story. And we ask that you also use the word evidence.
Okay, use the word evidence.
Because we
use...
Don't even say what you're not going to use, please, friend. Just
okay,
say.
Okay, and I will also say sexy time.
Sexy time.
Sexy time.
Yes, you and your girlfriend had sexy time.
Very good. Robbie, would you be a love?
Sexy
and,
time. Very nice.
And call Brian's mom Kathy. It's Kathy, right?
Yes.
Kathy. Right. Kathy, who the frat boys, your frat brothers, consider to be a POA.
A dish, yes, sir.
A dish, very good. A dish, I like that. That's nice.
A dish.
A okay. dish.
All right, Dobie Gillis.
Quite a dame.
Well, it goes along with sexy time and evidence.
Great
you know,
man.
As we're sanitizing this whole thing. Sanitizing it like the counter was sanitized.
But you can say piece of ass. You don't have to say she's a dish.
She's a dish. Let's dish some dirt.
Hey, that dame is a dish.
There is nothing like a dame. Hi, Jeremy. I just wanted to say that also.
Mr. President.
Hey, Mr. President.
Two hunters. Three hunters.
Three Canadian hunters.
Three Canadian hunters.
What did you hear about the three Canadian hunters? From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Now that's
and then
cool.
the train hit them.
Three Canadian hunters
hunters.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Brian, did you just say the train hits him? Did you just say the line?
And then there was a track, and it hit them.
What a great listener you are.
Very good.
Robbie, what's the problem there? Robbie?
Rob's having a conversation with the mother.
He's listening to Robbie? The mother.
What's going on, Rob?
She's on the other line with her sister-in-law in Australia, and she's not comfortable, and she's sorry, Brian.
No, hold on a second.
Oh, we can't.
What do you mean she's not comfortable? She's not comfortable with what?
Just a moment. Come on the air with us, please.
Never send a boy to do a man's job.
You get it done, Robbie?
Yes, I did.
Oh, very good.
All right, very good.
You know what? Hey, today you are a man.
Nice job, Rob.
Boy, I've never felt better.
Today's your bar mitzvah. Is this line right here?
Eight, yes.
There you go.
Hello, would this be Kathy?
Yes.
Hi, Kathy. It's the Don and Mike Show, and we thank you for terminating your conversation with your sister. We have your son, Brian, on our phone right now for a Mother's Day show.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a little game called What My Mother Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Brian, okay. Brian, are you there?
I'm still here.
Now, Brian has the chance to win a fabulous vacation to Las Vegas if he just tells you, his beloved mom,
what he told us.
Something that you don't know about your son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, right, Brian, it's all on you now.
Go ahead.
All right. Mom, remember my freshman year of college when Heather came to visit over Andre's engagement party?
Yes.
Well, when you guys were gone, we kind of did something naughty on the island in the kitchen. And there was evidence that was left behind. And then you guys, it was you and your husband, there was evidence on the counter to which you said, "What is this?" And you kind of dipped your finger in it and then wiped it on your jeans. And I've never told you that because it was kind of risque and naughty, and it was not nice.
You left out the part about your mom smelling it.
And, yeah, Mom, you smelled it a little. But.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you broke up with Heather.
Ah, that's a good. That's good, yeah. Right? And, Brian, this has been gnawing at you?
Yeah, Mom? Just a bit.
Without getting terribly graphic here, ma'am, do you understand
what he
was saying?
Yes.
And could you just, your feelings on Brian revealing this to you? That's usually how we wrap this
well,
up.
Well, you know, there's nothing that my son couldn't do that I wouldn't love him for. That's pretty nasty, but, you know, what can I say?
So you forgive Brian?
Yes.
Because, you see, he's all banged up about it. He called up, he said, "You wouldn't believe this. My mom, it was right there on the counter. She put her finger in it, and then she smelled it, and then she wiped it right on her jeans."
And it's been gnawing at him this whole time.
Well, that was a long time ago. Thanks a lot, Bri.
Yeah.
Well, you were angry about the time. You were much more angry about the time when I prank called you on St. Patrick's Day, April Fool's, and told you I was gay and convinced you of that. So,
yeah.
Brian, you sound like a wonderful son.
A lot of fun.
never a dull moment.
Kathy, on the good side of this, though, Brian said that his fraternity brothers all think that you're a hottie.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about all that. But listen, I got my sister-in-law on hold on that.
Okay, no problem.
I gotta go.
Listen, you deal with Brian later.
Okay.
Kathy, right. First off, we're going to give you a pair of new jeans.
Okay.
And also, never mind. Do you want to go see Def Leppard, Kathy?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Mom.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, I don't think she's much of a Def Leppard fan.
No, but I think you're in trouble, too.
Yeah, she sounded
that
a
was that was
PR.
Real, and you know that's why I give it a round of
goo.
That was real, Mom. That was a real like kind of mom nasty reaction.
And I was
there.
Wondering if she got it. Now that I think about it, yeah, she understood.
She understood exactly what was going on. Yeah.
She's got two sons
who are a little bit vulgar, so she understood what I was saying.
Picture her finger going on that granite counter. Going,
yeah.
What's this? Oh, just wipe it on my jeans.
That's nothing. And it sounds like she's used to this kind of behavior, Brian.
Maybe a little bit, but that one probably I'm going to get a little bit of anger towards me for the next couple weeks about.
Will it be the anger because of what you did, or will it be the anger that you shared it on the radio?
Radio, what I did, and the fact that I don't think she knew I did anything like that.
I like you trying to cover your ass by saying you called her one time trying to convince her you were gay. Son of the year.
You prankster, you.
Well, it's paid off.
She was very angry about that when she wouldn't talk to me for a couple days.
Gay.
Oh, is she the kind of mom that actually gives you the silent treatment?
Oh, yeah. Pretty bad. When I told her that, she was pretty pissed. Wow.
Do you think your mom would freeze you out if you really were gay?
Nah, she's really cool about everything. So that's the only reason I figured I would do this.
Do you think you'll get the silent treatment based on this little escapade?
Probably for a couple of days, yeah. I probably won't be getting phone calls for a couple of days from her.
Is your brother retarded, too?
Actually, I'm the one who was the prankster, troublemaker type.
Merry
pranksters.
Merry pranksters.
Well, you have won a trip for two to the International Hooters Swimsuit Contest. Round-trip airfare hotel at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, courtesy of Hooters. Have a great time in Las Vegas, please.
Thank you very much, guys.
Stay off the counters.
Thanks, Brian. And you know what's always nice when we get a real, genuine reaction? That was there was nothing phony about
normal,
that.
Real.
That was so real. And it was like, yeah, okay, no, I don't want to go see Def Leppard. I've got to get back on the phone.
Do you think there's a chance your mom at some point before the ice thaws calls you and says, I cannot believe that it was your evidence. Mm-hmm.
You know, she loves her son because you hear the first thing she said? Was, well, I'm glad you broke up with her.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so real it's right on the girl. Mm-hmm.
Like it's her fault.
That's right. Well, isn't it?
She helped. What glorious goo.
You know what layer I like about this is going back to that nation, that long, long distance call to Australia.
Yeah.
And the sister-in-law saying, well, what took so long? She has to say, oh, it was Brian.
Oh, you all know Brian.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you, my friend.
I think he's already
there
gone.
There he is. And let's see. The guy we had on hold there, Trevor, the guy with the Listerine?
Yes, Listerine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Trevor?
Yes.
Good news. If you want to or not, you're going to see Def Leppard.
You have to go.
All right.
With Foreigner. Exactly. With Foreigner and Styx, Nissan Pavilion, Friday, August 17th. You're registered for the flyaway trip to see them in Reno in September. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10. Visit livenation.com.
How do you feel about that Def Leppard concert, Trevor?
I like a couple of their songs.
Yeah.
Those should be fun.
Well, you'll enjoy it.
It'll
then.
Be fun. There you go. You got to hand it to the drummer.
Yeah. And when you get done going to that concert, make sure you don't do it in a Listerine bottle, okay?
Okay.
Trevor.
Everybody's in a hurry these days.
Trevor was not happy.
Everybody used the bathroom into that.
Use the bathroom. That's right. You got to remember that the next time we do our Dude Walker things, our returns from commercials. They like to use the bathroom.
Into that.
I was using the bathroom into a Listerine bottle.
They like to use the bathroom into a bottle. That's what he's got to say. Note to self.
I know what time it is.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's what time it is. Mm-hmm. What's happened there, Curly Joe?
Hey, I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Curly Joe. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.